ever been laid on a waterbed?
The most beautiful thing in the world is smoking pot and fucking on a waterbed at the same time.
Never underestimate your opponent. Expect the unexpected.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants. I got news for you, pal. You ain't leading but two things right now. Jack and shit. Jack left town.
I can't use Kung Fu for about 3 months.
Because if this one doesn't scare you, you're already dead. From the gates of hell, they have finally come.
Chartreuse! The only liquor so good they need a color after it.
I'm telling you straight. It's my way or the highway. So anybody wants to walk, do it now.
You kids shouldn't play so rough. Somebody's gonna start crying.
We've got entirely too many troublemakers here.
They use the satanic power of their bodies to turn men and women into their bloodstains.
I will never forgive your ass for this shit. This is some fucked up Republican shit.
Bruce Lee is gone. From the gates of hell, they have finally come.
Never underestimate your opponent. Expect the unexpected.
Oh, my poor darling. Can you forgive me for having brought you to this terrible place?
Of course, Mom.
Are you gonna bark all day, little doggy? Or are you gonna bite?
Yeah!
We all say what we saw
about this? Watching Jerusalem with a Z in the middle, Dana, by the Paz Brothers.
I don't even know who the hell that is.
It looks like a... I don't know. Either they're Jewish or they're... I don't know. Israel? Israeli?
Israeli
thing? We get the disco remix of some Middle Eastern music.
There's a bunch of Paz.
Yeah.
Go on.
When I used to get some, I got a Paz dispenser when I was a little kid.
Paz.
Oh, it's Paz?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, this was a weird found footage movie. She had glasses that recorded and had internet access.
Google Glass.
Well, a bootleg Google. It was probably like Yahoo Vision or something. Or Netscape goggles. But
Yahoo swimwear.
Yeah. But for some reason this chick and her friend are going to Tel Aviv, Israel for a vacation apparently or something.
They end up going to Jerusalem.
Yeah, so she sees this guy and likes him and so she decides to go
it's
there.
It's like Indiana. Because it's like Indiana Jones.
He looks like a
Edward Furlong.
But anyway, they get drunk, smoke a little pot. Then later on, yeah. Then later on, there's like a bunch of weird shit starts happening. It's almost like Cloverfield to a degree.
There's some gigantic creature.
Well, basically, at the beginning they say there's three gates to hell, and one of them is in Jerusalem. So
it opens up.
Yeah. And you can become affected and become an evil angel, Dana, a demon.
And the one girl's dead brother comes by.
Yeah.
He's one of them. Players.
So I don't know. I would say it's a waste of time. What do you think, Dana?
It's a piece of time.
We'll
never get that time back.
Yeah. I was doing some other stuff, kind of.
I mean, honestly, I tried to watch it, but
she did. She gave it her effort.
I get an E for effort.
Yeah, you get an E and an effort. But anyway, we're going to try to watch something else.
He says we're going to watch some kind of German.
I was thinking about watching some crimmies, which is Allan Wallace, I think. He wrote some mysteries, and the Germans loved that shit because they made a ton of them. Some of them are you can get a double feature on Amazon if you look them up. I got one. They had some weird ass names, but there's one I remember. So a lot of them were made in the early 60s and mid 60s, and they were in black and white, but I think maybe one or so.
They like film noir stuff.
You remember that Phantom of Soho we watched?
No, I don't.
Okay, that was one of them, but anyway.
You must watch that with some other one.
Probably.
And a big boy.
The big news this week before we get out of here was the Steelbook of Tenebrae coming out from Synapse. And of course, it's a Steelbook. It comes with a full documentary about Giallo movies, which.
It's going to be super expensive.
It's cheaper than the. Wasn't it? They were $45 for the Steelbook. This is only $40.
What, for the demons?
Yeah.
And it's claimed, and I'm not saying anything but bad about Synapse, so don't everybody get their panties in a bunch or anything. But they said this before, that they did not anticipate putting it out in any other format.
Well, they say there's no plans.
Yeah,
but they said that before, and guess what? They had plans.
Everybody bought up all those demon steel books. And
Dana's got one of the unplanned standard edition Blu-rays of Demons 2, right?
Yeah.
So, but I mean, I'm probably gonna go ahead and get it because anything like that.
It's in the 1% chance that they
won't. Yeah, there's a small. I actually do have an HD version of Tenebrae. I'm on my hard drives, but I'm sure this one. This one will be a lot better.
And I do love Tenebrae. It's one of my favorite Argento things.
Yeah, I'm not really sure if it's one of my favorites, but I like it. But I mean, it's one of his last. It's one of the last movies I saw of his on DVD when all that stuff came out in the early, 2000s. Or 1999. I'm just rubbing his elbow. Good God, you're going to have to get that thing out, Dana.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get the hair eraser.
Good fuck, it's going to erase his hair. But anyway, so that's the big thing. Still waiting on Pieces. I think it comes out in February.
We're guaranteed to get the puzzle.
Guaranteed.
And I'm also supposed to be getting Mutilator. Probably get Mutilator before I get Pieces.
Also, that now we're now the only game in town on the Dead Pit website.
Yeah.
I don't know if
you haven't heard that the final show of Dead Pit was.
Yeah, I got. I was on there for a while, but my internet died, and I went to bed. So
Steve, give up on the phone.
I was like, "Fuck this."
Did you even take phone calls?
Yeah, I took a few. Slippy was on there.
Was most of the people crying? Don't stop Dead Pit.
No. Not a lot. I mean, they wouldn't cry, but the. So, I don't know.
I told Steve I thought that the heyday of horror podcasts had maybe come and gone.
Well, to me, I mean, it's like.
He disagrees with me.
Nah, I don't. Who, me?
You said you just. Or you. I feel like you disagreed about me making that statement.
I'm thinking.
I'm not saying there's not still a place for horror podcasts. I just think their heyday's come and gone.
I think that the thing now is. I mean, I watch old stuff, new stuff. And as long as you do that, I don't see there's a really big a way of it going away. But, you know, I just do this for fun. I don't give a shit who listens. It's just something to do.
It's just an outlet, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I guess there's something to do. Cause
you can just sit around and talk about what you watched during the week. And
well, Yeah, I watch the eyelids a lot, but yeah. So I'm gonna go ahead and find some more crap to watch, and then I'll be watching a lot of stuff tomorrow. But since you're working, so
yeah, Steve has a lot of fun when I'm working on the weekend.
Well, if I don't pass out, but anyway, we'll be back after this or something.
Time is running out for the people of the Asylum of the Insane. Asylum of the Insane, where madness is the norm. Filmed in horoscope, see thrilling scenes in 3D. Three-dimensional terror jumps off the screen and into your lap. Obtain your free 3D blood shield glasses upon entering the theater. Rated GP, but not recommended for impressionable children. Asylum of the Insane, produced in Hollywood by Maniacs.
Watched a few movies when you were at work last weekend, but I can't remember what one of them was. One of them was called Synchronicity. It was a new science fiction movie. It came out, and it's kind of like time. It's like a time travel movie. It's got a lot of music from. It's very reminiscent from like Blade Runner, that Vangelis guy who made all the music for it. So it's a little, and the visual style is pretty cool. So I would say check it out. I can't remember what the hell else I watched. So
I thought you were putting those on Letterboxd.
I was doing that, but I got lazy. So I watched a movie I got off at RareLust.com. I guess it's called Trauma. At least that's how it sounds when you spell it out.
I didn't understand it, but I didn't see the beginning, so...
T-R-H-A-U-M-A.
All I saw was this guy attacking a woman. I guess he killed her, and then he was going to rape her after... And then he fought a dog and killed it.
Well, this it's a weird movie. It's supposed to be a giallo, but it seems more like a slasher. And it's really got... It's not either good at either one. We got some guy with one white eye.
I didn't even know.
And he's got like a Lego castle in some kind of like castle basement or whatever dungeon. And then he's got this big sickle, and he hears a noise, and he cuts the head off of like a really fake cat or a rat. I couldn't tell. And then he goes back to his Legos. I mean, he's got a big Lego castle, and then it flashes. It goes to a bunch of people at this big estate and so forth, and some of them get killed off.
And I didn't understand, of course, like I said, I missed some of it, why the people that were all together at that place, that castle or whatever, why he started suddenly attacking that woman in the white gang, like he was trying to rape her. It wasn't that crazy guy. It was...
No, you don't want to... Well, I mean, it doesn't matter. Ain't nobody going to watch this. But anyway, if you want to check it out, it's on RareLust.com. You can look underneath the giallos. They have like 16 or so pages or maybe more of different giallos. Some of them have subtitles. Some of them have English dub. And then sometimes some of them don't, so you have to kind of look and see what you want to, you know, get. But there's a lot of stuff on there that that I've only seen in VHS, they have like a DVD rip of it, so it looks amazing compared to what you had seen in the past. So Dana's getting ready to pick a movie for us to watch, so we'll be...
I am? Yeah. I didn't know I was.
Yeah, I told you you'd pick a movie, but we're going to pick a movie and we'll be back.
Have a new movie after you see The Eyes of Hell. And for added shocks, see what happens when a defiant youth is pressured to the point of explosion. Explosion in Color, starring Don Stroud, Richard Conte, and Gordon Thompson. The Eyes of Hell and Explosion.
A minor offense.
What do you think about rape?
I don't think about it at all.
But you must have an opinion.
Well, in my opinion, it's just a big joke.
Thank you, miss. What do you think about rape?
I've never been raped. In any case, I'm against it.
Thank you. Would you mind telling us what you think about rape?
Oh, it's horrible.
And why?
It's a crime, mister.
Excuse me, sir. What do you think about rape?
Rape? Oh,
yeah?
I'm not for it in any time. No, sir.
What do you think about rape, sir?
What?
What's your opinion?
Well,
excuse me. What do you think about rape, sir?
Well, comment.
Oh, you must...
All right. Sam doesn't like me too much. Uh-oh. So, Dana's a hugger.
I am. I got my shirt on.
We went to Indianapolis yesterday. I thought since we're up there, now I've never been, and you have been either. It was at Fry's Electronics. We went in there. Pretty gigantic place. Has all kinds of different electronics. I mean, appliances, house stuff, and then wires, computer parts,
some
security lights.
Knockoff body sprays.
You can get...
you can get a whole bunch of them for $5 a piece.
Bootleg cologne and perfume.
Yeah. Like knockoffs of Victoria's Secret.
Yeah. So, we looked at some of their movie selection, and they had some interesting stuff. There's a few titles that were like... between like $2.99, $3.99, nothing major titles. It was more of Asian releases and stuff like that. But then they did have I Come in Peace or Dark Angel for like, you know, $16-$17, which I guess is reasonable. I found Godzilla vs. Megalon on Blu-ray and got it for like $16-$17.
Steve got me Psycho 2 Blu-ray, which that damn thing's never going to go down in price. I'm convinced of it. I don't know why a lot of the Shout Factory stuff ends up going down in price, but unfortunately, unless you catch, I guess, one of the Screen Factory sales or whatever, then you're not going to get it below $18. And poor Steve had to give $22 for Psycho 2.
But there's, their checkouts are weird. They have a big, they're all lined up, and then you got these young guys with white shirts and ties.
Nerdy looking guys with white shirts and ties.
And they have like green lights that come on. You have to stand in this big long line, and somebody turns a green light on and you're next. You go to that particular checkout, but I don't know. It was just lame. Fries may be good.
I hear a lot of people talk about getting movies there, but I mean, they had some unique stuff that I didn't see other places.
Right.
But it wasn't like they had a large selection.
No, I mean, it's probably like a couple years ago, they were gigantic collection. Because it seemed like there's a lot of space in there that wasn't being used.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
So, but anyway, it was interesting. And it was a little bit out of our way, but not a whole lot. We then we had a dinner, and then we went and seen NXT at the old center, National Center.
Yeah, which is in the Egyptian Room.
Which is in the, it seems like it's in the middle of town or something, kind of.
And there were people being the typical douchebags in there. You know, people that had come to watch the show that were, like, cutting in line in front of people and causing people to have to wait longer.
Well, of course, we were mad, but they ended up being, we were freaking in the wrong line twice.
Yeah, but nobody knew what they were supposed to be doing, evidently.
No, it was...
Because this one guy said, is this like general admission or is this for people with tickets? I said, I have no idea.
Yeah, general admission was just like standing in the back of the room. And I was
That's
like,
why all those people were standing when we left.
Yeah, that was lame. I mean, and that was $30-some dollars. And I was like, to stand in the same room? No. I mean, I want to see the fucking action. And we had pretty good seats.
We had decent seats.
We were about, 8 or 10 rows back. And we were the last row before it goes up into another section. So
there was a guy in front of me that it wasn't his fault that he's so tall, but his head kept going from side to side. So I'm, constantly stretching and trying to see because I was really excited over the Bayley match.
Yeah, that was good. And then
We got a surprise too that Asuka was there.
Yeah, Asuka was in the first match, and that blew me away because I wanted to see her in person, and it was a decent match.
I have never seen this before ever at like concerts or anything that I've went to where the security actually came around to people with cell phones that were videotaping it and asked them not to do it.
Well, they were only asking the people they could reach.
Well, yeah, technically.
And then we went right back. I mean, our video.
People went right back to video because I seen the girl in front of this.
Yeah, I mean, fuck. I mean, I guess might be that you're just videotaping too much at one time would be my
Well, I heard idea. The guy say you can't videotape the show.
Yeah, the whole show. I mean, that's my idea. But anyway.
But he was tapping people on the shoulder and wanting them to turn the video off on their cell phone. And that chick in front of us was pissed over that because I could hear some of what she was saying. Well, which, what do they think that you're going to do with the quality of something from a cell phone? Nobody wants that. Except the person that's recording it. They might, put a little snippet here or there on Facebook or something. But nobody is going to, make DVDs out of it and be able to sell them. So, I don't know what the point of going around tapping people on the shoulder and saying, you can't do that. And I told Steve I was afraid that, if he tried to do it again, that same guy would come back and he'd kick you out, make you leave if you kept on doing it. So, I was...
I did a few seconds here and there. I didn't do much more.
I'm guessing because that was a smaller venue. At a concert, there's no way they can do that. Like, you go to the Yum Center...
Yeah, well, fuck,
nobody is going to walk around and say, you, turn that off, But a smaller venue, and it was only the one guy, the one security guy that was doing it. I saw another guy just standing there kind of... looking around. He was off in his own little world pretty much, but
it was good.
But was
good
that
good wrestling in my opinion? Because I like athletic wrestling, and that was athletic. So
I enjoyed it, and I told Steve, and I think I've told other people. Like I told some of my coworkers because I told them I was going to see NXT, and they were like, "Do you like wrestling?" And I said, well, I like NXT better than I do WWE, like the Raw
stuff. Yeah, I mean...
In my opinion, what Raw has become, at least, is just like a soap opera. They're not showcasing people's talent. It's all about storylines and junk like that, and I don't care.
The thing is, they got 3 hours to fill, and then you cannot... Yeah. You cannot fill 3 hours of wrestling, even though I don't know. But anyway, enough wrestling talk. Watched a few movies today. Had to give up on the last one. I can't even remember.
The movies you watched today?
I watched, Turbo Kid. That's was a new release this year.
Which was odd because I was doing stuff in the kitchen today. I was cooking most of the day, but, what I saw of it, it was weird. It appeared to be an older movie, but I thought, nah, Steve's probably not watching older movies. So I asked him, I said, is that an older or newer movie? And he said that it was a newer movie.
Well, it's kind of in the style of an 80s movie.
Yeah, that's what I thought, yeah.
And it was a post-apocalyptic movie, and
Steve's got some kind of crime show.
Yeah, had a teenager live. He was basically scavenging and living in the wastelands. And then Michael Ironside was the bad guy, which
was he the one-eyed guy?
Yeah, and I mean,
I didn't look.
He's still the same. He should be in a lot more movies, but they don't make these type of movies anymore, or even those old action movies where he was in.
Showcase, you know.
Because he's a perfect bad guy.
He is.
He's got the voice and the mannerisms, everything. And that helped out this movie a lot.
And I don't know if I've seen any movie where he didn't play a bad character or smarmy kind of character.
The TV show, he was kind of a good guy. But movies, I don't know. But, yeah.
Because I think probably one of the first things... Well, I think I saw him in Scanners before I seen him in Visiting Hours. But he was a bad guy in both of those movies, too.
But, yeah, I mean, the movie itself is okay. It's above... It's just gory. I mean, there's people getting their guts pulled out. Oceans of blood squirting everywhere. So
that's what I didn't realize when everybody was talking about it, because I didn't know what the movie was about, and people kept saying Turbo. Turbo Kid. I thought, what is this? Some kind of
kids movie.
It sounds like a kid's
I wasn't movie. Sure until I started seeing the movie and then noticing that it was not a kid's movie with oceans of blood squirting out from everybody.
Definitely not.
Arterial blood squirts. But it's worth a watch. I wouldn't say it's something that I need to watch again, but
it had some people that reminded me of the new Mad Max movie.
That's obviously
it was apocalyptic. I guess
obviously where they had their inspiration from. And then the next movie I watched was called Terminus. It's one of the newer movies. I will say...
Was that like a sci-fi, like alien type thing?
Yes. Well, something crashed in the Earth and they had these agents looking for it. And, I don't know, they didn't find it. And then another thing came down and this one guy found it. And I guess he only had one kidney. I guess maybe he'd been drinking hard or something like that. But
no, I thought they said he'd give it to his wife.
Oh, that's right.
I did hear
because his wife was dead, when he was in the hospital, they did a checkup, and he had both his kidneys.
And they're wondering why.
And this thing was regrowing legs and stuff, and bringing people back and stuff. But anyway, it was telling, some kind of visions was telling this guy to build this big chamber thing.
Uh-huh.
And it looked like, this thing looked like a egg from, like a dragon egg from Game of Thrones, except it was kind of glowing bluish.
Well, I've never watched enough Game of Thrones to see the dragon eggs.
But anyway, it was telling him that something bad was coming, like a war or something, and it was... They built this shelter, the thing. But anyway, it was just a weird... It was kind of weird, but as far as the special effects and stuff like that, that was pretty decent for a low-budget movie. So, I don't know. Yeah, when everything's said and done, I don't know if it was worth watching, but it was a competent movie, I'll say that. other than that, I can't say. I mean, it was competent.
Like I said, I was so busy, but it seemed to flow better than some movies I've seen you watch on the weekends.
Well, I mean, I don't watch some if these got, you know, low budget movies that don't really seem like a movie, I just don't watch unless it's something that's supposed to be, I hear it's supposed to be really funny. Or, you know, because it's trying to be, or it's just really bad, really bad. But yeah, I just cannot stand watching a low budget movie, and it's supposed to be, you know, everybody goes how good it is, and I like watch it, and it's like I can't even watch it. I just don't like it. But that's pretty much it for today. I was wanting to watch more.
Well, no, you watched the Paranormal Activity.
Yeah, right? God dang, Dana.
I remembered.
Wow.
Because that movie was freaking loud.
Yeah. And no, Dana heard me screaming because I...
Well, Steve
all the jump scares got me. But yeah, Paranormal Activity 4, unrated version. Or I like to call the fuck version because that's what they said.
They said it a bunch of them.
Yeah.
I said, these are the filthiest talking, you know.
No, they're not. Petey didn't talk like that.
They didn't used to, Steve. Or they hit it pretty well because... You watch something even rated R back in early 80s. They didn't say fuck.
No,
that much.
They just show titties. Well. But anyway, first time I've seen this, I was preparing for Ghost to mention, but yeah, it was okay, but it was some stuff.
Steve said one part didn't make sense.
I mean, there's a lot that
I'm not going to go into it in case somebody hasn't seen it.
But. It was all right. Whatever. It was a continuation of the story, so...
My personal opinion on Paranormal Activity, and you can take from this whatever you want, is that they only need to make one Paranormal Activity, and that's it.
Well, I mean, of course, that's all the plan.
Because I love Paranormal Activity. But every time they see something makes money, you got all these... little teeny boppers that keep going to the movies and shelling out money, so they say, why not?
Well, apparently, yeah, I agree. It waters it down. I would say that the first one's good. The third one I liked, even though I don't know who had widescreen VHS camcorders in the 80s, but...
some real rich people.
So, anyway, I liked it. But, you know, I'll watch Ghost Dimension and see how it is. Definitely, I don't revisit these movies very often because they kind of stick in your head for a very long time.
Well, I haven't watched. I think I watched Paranormal Activity once.
Yeah.
The original one.
I've seen it once or twice. Oh, I got the Riff Trax version. That's pretty good to watch.
Well, yeah, I would have to agree with that. But
anyway, so guess we'll be back after, we'll have to wait till another weekend. But we'll be back with some more movies next time you hear us.
Bye.
Bye. Sam still doesn't like it.
The unpublishable novel is America's most controversial new film.
Obscenity, obscenity.
Keith, the producer who started it all.
You think my movies are dirty? How about what we did last night?
Anne, the girl caught in the middle.
Last night was a private thing between us.
The judge who tried to end it.
Sit down, Mr. Starr. I fine you $1,000 for contempt of court.
Obscenity, obscenity.
As people reach for the ever-dangling string of life, it's the most curious picture of them all.
In magnificent color.
Obscenity, obscenity.
Nothing is censored.
Rated X.
Very, very X.
And... you will never see it on television.
So, Dana, we just watched the new Grindhouse releasing Blu-ray of Pieces.
Yeah, this is my third watch.
Before that, we watched a little bit of the documentary 42nd Street Memories, which is... it was filmed in mass and... Madrid.
Part of it was in Madrid, Spain.
But
I think Jack Taylor, according to the commentary, all of his scenes were in Madrid.
But 42nd Street Memories is an extra on this Blu-ray, and it is what you think it is. It's a bunch of talking heads having memories of stuff going on.
Well, I think Steve got bored with it after
a while. Well, I didn't want to get too late watching. I watched about, I'd say we watched at least half or so of it.
Probably, yeah. Which, how long ago did you say it was actually filmed, probably?
I don't know, but it's. I would say it's a good 5 or 6 or 7 years old.
Yeah.
But
why they waited this long to put it on some, I'm not sure.
Well, I mean, I guess they wanted to sell it, and I guess somehow, you know, Grindhouse.
It seemed to fit with the pieces.
Yeah. But as far as right now, I would say that Pieces has the most amazing transfer I've ever seen since something like Deep Red. Because, I mean, this movie looks like some scenes make it look like it was filmed yesterday.
They really cleaned it up, especially at the beginning. For anybody that has seen no VHS copies and, like, real super cheap DVD copies of it, this will be a dream compared to that, because there's no more, you know, specs and hairs and all that stuff that you see, you know, going over top
it's
of it.
It's almost too clean, because it takes, it almost...
Well, it almost takes that grindhouse.
It almost seems like it shouldn't look this good.
Which, if you don't want to see it like that, then you can go get your third generation VHS or, you know, but I think it was worth seeing cleaned up, because there were a lot of things that I couldn't see in other versions of it. Well, there's one thing I didn't want to see, which is Ian Sarah's penis.
Yeah, I didn't want to see that either.
Yeah, we really didn't need to see that, but...
But, anyway, it was a fun rewatch, and especially with the cleaned up stuff, it looked really, really good, so I would... And Dana, I told Dana, she got one of the limited 3,000 puzzles.
Which, as they say about the movie, it's exactly what you think it is. It's just a miniature version of the puzzle that was in the movie.
So.
Which, I wanted to show the whole puzzle when I took pictures to put on Facebook, but I was afraid somebody would report me. So I only showed from the head and neck.
Right. Well, it also comes with a soundtrack, which we haven't listened to yet. Yeah. So definitely a stacked release. So... If you're interested in this movie, you should definitely get this one.
But if you buy it now, you're not going to get the puzzle, probably. Because I'm sure probably 3,000 units have probably already been out.
I'm pretty sure some people are going to be trying to sell that puzzle for, like, crazy money.
No, I'm not going to sell mine. I'm keeping mine together as a package.
Yeah.
But I got mine from Diabolik, which I say kudos to Diabolik DVD, because any of this stuff that's coming out specialized, like any Grindhouse releasing stuff, any Arrow stuff, I'm just going to pay a little bit of extra money and get it from them, because I'm through with trying to deal with Amazon with some of this stuff, because Amazon makes it even later than it has to be, it seems.
Diabolik DVD... they always have it earlier than street date.
Oh my gosh, this wasn't even supposed to come out till the 23rd, which was an earlier release date than the street date for it, and I got mine the other day.
They always do, and they, you know, as far as like Code Red titles, that's the where to get them, not go through Code Red's
store. Well, definitely don't go through store, Code Red for anything.
You're just fucking yourself.
But Amazon is screwing people over too, and I don't know what the deal is.
I don't know.
With that, they're waiting until something comes out, and then they're shipping it 5 to 7 days after it even comes out. And this is something I've been waiting since August 16th of last year for, and it's ridiculous.
Yes.
So I learned my lesson about that. Diabolik's the way to go.
I won't sneeze.
Thank you!
Hiya! But, yeah, I mean, this probably has the same, a little bit probably the old extras from the DVD. Which,
yeah. Which I think Steve said the Vine Theater experience was worse on here than
it Well, I mean, there's a lot of echo, but maybe the echo went away after the first scene or two, but I didn't want to stick around and hear all that echo. Mm-hmm. But, again, it's a great release, well worth the money. I would pick it up if you're so inclined.
Yeah, I mean, this was a movie that I was telling Steve I saw back in my video store days for the first time.
I think I got it on a Brentwood set, too.
I probably got it on one of those.
I mean, it's one of those public domain type of films, really.
Yeah, because remember that Diamond releasing or whatever? They put out, like, a really crappy copy of it, but... You know, when stuff is a public domain title, God knows what it's going to come out at, you know, looking like.
Right. Well, I got Suspiria as a...
Oh, did you really?
On VHS.
Oh.
And it was washed out. It took me, like, I don't know how many times to watch it to finish it.
But Jesus was one of those things where I saw this awesome video cover in the video store. And this is when the video source had everything in there. It wasn't family friendly like Blockbuster came to be before they went out of business or whatever. It was just like everything was there. Was that how the video stores were for you too?
Yeah, but there was one that got locked in time. It was the same way it was 10 years before, and you come back 10 years later, it looked like
just the regular mom and pop.
They still had some of the VHS. They still had like the VHS of Octoman, that Rick Baker movie. I think he did. I mean, and like class reunion massacre. So they had that with that big skull that I have a really bad.
Oh my gosh, yes, I remember all that stuff. Gates to Hell.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And class reunion.
And they had like a whole bunch of old wrestling Coliseum videos with WWF and stuff. But that stuff stayed there forever.
But that's when video stores were cool. Now,
well, this was like in the, because I came back or I moved back. Well, anyway, this was like in the early 2000s, and they moved that this place. They were owned by like Middle Eastern people.
Middle Eastern.
And then they moved locations. And then that got pretty much was it.
I remember this place.
I would have loved to have bought some of that stuff.
This place back home, Video Corner, it was around forever, and it moved a bunch of different places in Hallsville. You know where that Irby's restaurant is when you come into Hallsville? They had it there at one time. It was down on the one-way street where the post office is at. It was... Up the hill by where the laundromat is now. I mean, it was three or four different places over the years, and different people owned it and things. But I mean, that's where I saw a lot of stuff. And then Lewisport got a video store where I got to know this guy. I still know this guy that ran the one Lewisport video or whatever I forgot what it was called, but it had a bunch of cool stuff, and there was one by PJ's
Bottoms.
No, PJ's Hardware Store in Lewisport, but there was a video store there right by there for a long time, and there was those great video boxes there. I think I got Pledge Night there. You remember that movie?
I'm not a big fan of that one.
With, what's his name?
Something Belladonna.
Or Joey Belladonna.
Something like that,
Any from Anthrax or something.
But yeah,
but anyway, he was on that. It's not a real great movie, but I do remember watching. It does have a great cover of, like, a possessed hand coming out of a toilet or something. Yeah. But anyway, I could talk on and on about my video store days, but I won't bore people with that.
I remember My friend Mike worked for a video store. He would go.
He got you a bunch of cool stuff.
He would go around to different mini marts and then supply them with movies. I got like a stand up of Tommy Boy, and I had that in my bedroom for a while.
What happened to it?
Probably thrown
away. If it ended up down in your mom's basement, and then when it flooded, that's probably
no. This is some stuff I couldn't keep. But yeah, I had the Tommy Boy.
Didn't one of your posters like end up wadded up in the corner?
My Cat of Nine Tails, but if you go look at it, it hardly has any damage.
So you got it back.
It's made out of super thick paper. I mean, like 5 or 7 pieces of paper together. It's that thick.
I have a story to tell about a poster.
Oh God. All right, go.
Well, I won't say that who I got it for, but this person will know if they hear this. Yeah, for a certain person, I got a Dawn of the Dead poster with the green lettering, the really rare version of Dawn of the Dead poster. Well, anyway, I was saving it to give to this person Christmas time or something. So I still had it in the cardboard, like the cardboard backing they ship this stuff in. And my dad was looking for cardboard to target practice with. And he pulled that. He just took that out of my room. He was thinking it was just cardboard. And he carried it in the living room and said, "Hey, I'm going to use this for target practice." And I was getting changed in the bathroom fixing my hair. I heard my mom say, No. That's got a poster in it and she'll kill you if you... put bullet holes in it. And that's what my dad was going to do. He didn't realize there was a poster in it. He was going to take that stuff out of there. He thought it was a scrap paper and he was going to wad it up. But that's my story about a poster that almost got destroyed.
That's my poster story and I'm sticking to it.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I'm going to try to finish.
What's that say? Sex Diablo.
Yes. But anyway, I'm going to try to watch a crazy movie, and then that'll be our show for this time, and then next time we'll have a bunch more. Hopefully.
I didn't know Steve was in
there. But we'll be back after this.
M and over.
The movie I picked to watch after Pieces was, I think it was either Scandal in Black or
The Appointment in Black.
Yeah.
I think it was under a title of Naked Rage, and it had a bunch of different titles.
But yeah, I thought it was like a modern or 19. It was made in 1990. I thought it was like a giallo, but more it was like a let's get naked and screw, and then yeah,
basically that's what the whole thing was, and then. By the end of course, Steve fell asleep, and it was one of those convoluted things that nothing was what it seemed.
I guess I got abducted by a UFO because I had some lost time.
You had lost time.
I was like staring, and all of a sudden, bam, gone.
Oh, I know that.
But yeah, that was pretty bad.
I tried to like it.
But,
did it have some kids saying pancakes?
Well, at the beginning, there was a the guy was yelling because his dog was dead, and his dog's name was Pancakes.
Oh, God.
But then the kid said it, too.
Well, that's stupid. Okay.
And then the kid bit somebody, and it hit
me. I can't see that part because you had it on for a little bit last night.
And there's a girl in there. She has really kind of thick eyebrows, and she plays the Serena Vincent part. Mm-hmm. And she, of course, gets naked and stuff. And she's got, like, tattoos, like,
like crazy tattoos?
No, it's like writing underneath her boob and on her side. And, of course, it's stuff you can't read.
A lot of people have tattoos like that.
I know, but then, you know, that was decent, her, you know, her boobs and everything and screwing. Gets, you know, stuff like that. But I like that. I don't know if it's in the original movie where she goes, you know, you just want to grab the nearest person and fuck them.
I like that. Wasn't
yeah,
it?
And it's like, I don't know about that. If I knew I was going to die, I don't know if I would do that.
I wouldn't go that far.
But
it wouldn't make me just want to have sex with just anybody.
And another thing is, this dude comes, there's a dude, they get to the cabin, and the cabin's by this lake, so it's a lot different than the original one, at least in that part of it. And this guy, they're out there just drinking and having a bonfire, and this guy just shows up with his dog. And he has some weed, so they smoke a little bit, and he leaves because it's getting ready to rain. He says he'll be back.
Mm-hmm.
He never comes back. He never in the movie. Never see that guy again in the movie.
And y'all never see his dog again?
No. Well, maybe. I think you do see his dog. His dog's infected.
What kind of dog does he have?
It's like a black, it looks like a German Shepherd, but it's black. So I don't know. I don't know, but anyway, it's very, very not worth watching.
But Steve watched it anyway.
I watched it. I was repairing the door and stuff. looking at my new tools I bought for working.
Work.
So, I mean, I was like, yeah.
And Steve got me just a little side note.
Oh, Dana.
Steve got me beautiful roses and candy and a very nice card for Valentine's Day.
Yay.
So all you guys out there, well, you'll be listening to this after Valentine's Day, I'm sure. But if you haven't went out and got your sweetie something, you better go out there right away.
Go back in time and get them something.
Yeah.
So, did I watch something before this?
I don't know. Wait a second.
Oh, yeah, on DVD, I watched Hotel Inferno.
Oh, yeah, the weird thing, the first person.
It was like a, it's like a, it, this movie's coming out later on this year sometime, but I got like an Italian release of it, and they do have an English track on it, which is nice, and I think the people who made Adam Chaplin made this movie, and that one's a really, I like that a lot, even though it's really kind of bad, but just the over the top special effects, they're like a combination of practical and like added on computer effects for some reason seem to work, and it's, that was more of a comic book type of movie. This one has the same kind of gore effects and stuff. But this guy's like a hitman or something, and he's going to this hotel, and he's wearing these glasses, which is like that one movie we watched. It's like they have like a camera, and it's like Google Glass kind of. But the Jerusalem.
Yeah, that. I like that.
Nah, that was horrible. But so he, when he kills the first person, they tell him he's got to kill him. He's got to take their, bash their head in and take their brain out and then pull their guts out too. Well, anyway.
Yeah. I saw some of it, but I was talking to my mom.
But anyway, it's, he finds out basically that, you know, they're using him, so he tries to escape. He breaks the glasses, but you're still in first person, and then he's making his way through the hotel and fighting these deformed looking people.
That breathes fire.
Well, that's at the end. But anyway, it's a weird movie, but it's not, it's okay. I say if you're interested in something like these Italian, at least the something I would call entertaining gore movies, Adam Chaplin is probably the best one to get, in my opinion. Even though
I didn't like Adam.
I don't think it's got an English track. It's got subtitles, but either way.
I mean, I'm all for gore, but not just for the sake of having it in there because you don't have anything else to go on. And that's what I felt like with both of those movies.
Adam Chaplin had more than just gore, but it was really...
It was too comic book.
That's what it was supposed to be. It might have been a comic book over there, but anyway, I've been wanting to see this one movie, House with Yellow Carpet, or House of Yellow Carpet. I thought it was a giallo from 83, but really it's not a giallo. It's more like a thriller, not a thriller, but a suspense movie.
Well, somebody called it an Italian thriller.
Yeah.
But then they called it giallo too. But
I don't want to give a, if you're interested in seeing this movie, you can get it off of rarelust.com.
One of many that Steve's gotten off of.
Yeah. Yes, I've gotten a ton. But I would say you're not going to get a giallo, but you are going to get a movie with a lot of twists and turns, and it's I guess it's worth a watch, but nothing more. And the quality is pretty good on it. It's in between like VHS and DVD, more, you know, like a closer to VHS, but it's decent quality for these type of movies that you've never heard of before. And it is on a Roku channel. I can't remember if it was on like the Grindhouse channel or...
But didn't you say it looked better? This version looked better?
I think so. I can't really remember, but yeah. So basically that's our show. And
I'm going to try to get Steve to watch one Valentine's Day related... What? Okay. You're not going to do that the night before Valentine's
Day? Oh my God. Oh!
Well, we're going to see Deadpool tomorrow.
All right, Dana. But anyway, this is our... I would say if you're going to take anything away from this particular episode is that the Pieces Blu-ray is kick-ass, and you should probably get it if you're interested or thinking about it.
Yeah, at this point, you won't get the puzzle.
No puzzle, but, you know, that's just a little bonus gimmick. You don't really need it.
No, you don't have to have it to enjoy it. But I will tell people I don't think I'm going to give away any big secret, but you don't really have to waste your time watching the Spanish version of it. It has both versions, and the Spanish version is supposed to be 3 minutes longer. I don't see where it was 3 minutes longer. It doesn't have the music by Cam.
Yeah, you got to have Cam.
And it doesn't have that great running around song when they're dancing and... it has some interior dialogue during some of the scenes, but I don't think anything was lengthened. The same amount of gore was in it and everything else, so
yeah.
You're not missing anything if you don't watch that version, in my opinion.
There you go. So, that is it.
Bye.
Bye. Bastards.